targeting policymakers and lawmakers and people that are unaware that HIV is such a problem in, you know, communities of color, in the communities that are more affected with the virus. The one thing that I find is, you know, the higher up, you know, people start to separate and distance themselves from, you know, World AIDS Day, and they go, oh, yeah, okay, millions of people are dying with this thing, you know, but a lot of people do not have a personal invested interest in the things that are going on with HIV, with prevention, with people that have HIV.
What's a way that you might engage the policymakers and lawmakers?
Are we talking magical or practical?
How about a little bit of both?
The magical side of it is to switch somebody and let somebody that's in a position of power, a position of policymaking, a position of being able to affect change, trade places for like a day with somebody else that was being affected, that was of low income, that had financial issues and or challenges. So that's my magical answer to it. But the more practical of it is different programs, like we do radio shows, you know, we go out and we do health education and public information sessions, and just doing those types of sessions where it is at a higher level. I mean, because we're in college campuses, we're, you know, in the community. But one of the most interesting things we do is this thing called a risk assessment, where everybody has to look at their own personal risk and figure out when and where they enter with the virus. And so I think that having demonstrations and displays and things that just reach larger communities, whether it's a concert, whether it is, you know, having a dinner party, that the purpose is to talk about what all of our risk involvement and or commitment to HIV is.